Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Today, I would like to talk about adjusting your recipes to make them a bit healthier, and I'm using as an example stuffed burgers. It is tailgate season time, and I know a lot of folks are doing cookouts, waiting for the football game to start, and that might involve burgers. And it's fun to do burgers a little bit differently, and stuffing them is certainly a different way to do it. But many folks will stuff it with somewhat unhealthy ingredients. So I want to share with you a recipe and how I lightened it up. Now, first of all, if you're going to lighten up a recipe or make it a little bit healthier, you want to take a few steps. You want to look at your recipe. You want to check out the ingredients to see if there's anything that you could do differently with those ingredients. Could you substitute with a healthier ingredient? Could you reduce the amount of something? For example, use less salt or sugar, or delete it completely. And then look at the cooking technique. Could you change that? Instead of frying, could you bake or broil, or in this case, put it on the grill? And of course, burgers are great on the grill, aren't they? So this is the recipe that I found. I'm going to tell you first the ingredients, and then I want to share with you what I ended up changing for the filling. Now, of course, it uses lean ground beef. Well, it used just ground beef, and I used really very lean beef, the 93% fat-free. But the filling consisted of a cup of packaged herb seasoning stuffing from Pepperidge Farm, a third cup of evaporated milk for some of the liquid in it, and a can of the cream of mushroom soup. Now, obviously, this makes for quite a bit of filling, so these are large burgers with a lot of filling inside, some Worcestershire sauce, and some ketchup. So I identified what I thought were a few problem areas. The evaporated milk and the cream of mushroom soup are both pretty high fat, and they used regular ground beef, which I also would think of as high fat. The Worcestershire sauce is pretty salty, and the ketchup does have some salt in it, but it would not be considered a really high sodium item. So these are the changes that I made. First of all, of course, I used the really lean ground beef, as I said, 93% fat-free. You could also mix it half and half with ground turkey if you wanted to get the saturated fat down even further. And if you want to go down to ground turkey breast, which is great, it's almost fat-free, you just need to put a little bit of egg white in it to help it to bind because it's a little bit drier and it doesn't hold together quite as well as a patty. And then I decided to keep the herb stuffing. Although if you wanted to take this a step further, you would just use breadcrumbs that you have made yourself from your whole wheat or whole grain bread, let it dry out at kind of open air temperature for a day or two so it's kind of dry, and then cut that up or cube it up in your food processor, and then you can have it without any seasonings at all, and it would be very, very low sodium. And then to reduce the sodium, I ended up using Mrs. Dash seasoning. Now, that's she's got probably five or six different products, so you can go with whatever it is that you like, her herb. And garlic is wonderful, the traditional. She has an Italian blend. She has a coarse black pepper blend. So whatever it is that you want as part of your filling in the burger, you could go with. But there is zero sodium compared to the sodium in the Worcestershire sauce. I kept the ketchup because the whole recipe only used a tablespoon, and that just did not seem like it was significant enough to change. But my two fat changes were switching from evaporated milk to the skimmed evaporated milk. I used the same amount, a third of a cup and a third of a cup. And then in the cream of mushroom soup, I switched it over. Campbell's makes 98% fat-free cream of mushroom soup. So it was easy switch, same flavors, same product and company, just going to a healthier, lower fat version. So in making these changes, per burger, I saved almost 200 calories. So it would be even more if I'd gone down to the turkey products. I saved 10 grams of fat per burger, 5 grams of saturated fat. So remember, saturated fat's the fat that raises your cholesterol and clogs the arteries. And I saved over 300 milligrams of sodium per burger. And it would have been more if I did not use the herb seasoned stuffing from Pepperidge Farm and did my own from scratch. So pretty cool, isn't it? I had the same product, burger stuffed with basically the same ingredients, but by switching or making a few changes and switching around a few ingredients, I could reduce the sodium and the fat without compromising on the flavor. And you know what? Nobody knew the difference, right? Nobody had any idea that I was doing that behind the scenes. And so I think that's the other thing when you adjust some of your family favorite recipes, you don't have to make a big announcement about what you do behind the scenes in the kitchen. Sometimes it is better to just do these things kind of quietly, let everybody be happy with the dish, and realize it's pretty much the same deal, unless you're using it as a learning experience, and certainly you could do that. But if you think your family's going to turn up their nose at it just because you made a switch on the ingredients, I would personally stay mum on the subject. So that is it for today. I'm hoping you take a look at some of your family favorite recipes and see what you can do to adjust the recipes to be a little bit healthier. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red, from all the truth that I've said. Come by it honestly.